News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. National Guard troops patrolling in Memphis for the first time now as part of President Trump's federal task force. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump has sent or discussed sending troops to other cities as well, including Baltimore, the District of Columbia, New Orleans, and the California cities of Oakland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The federal government says the troops support immigration agents and protect federal property.
The Guard troops in Memphis remain under the command of Republican Governor Bill Lee. He supports their use to further a federal crackdown on crime. Two powerful earthquakes have struck off the southern Philippines.
Philippine seismologists say the new offshore earthquake with a preliminary 6.8 magnitude hit the same southern region struck earlier by an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4. Philippine seismologists said the second earthquake was the separate trembler from Friday morning's 7.4 magnitude quake, which left at least seven people dead.
As correspondent Ron Taylor reporting, the Keystone XL pipeline could find new life, as White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reports.
During talks at the White House this past week, Canadian Prime Minister Carney raised the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project with President Trump. That's according to a Canadian government official. The project was killed 4 years ago after Joe Biden canceled the permit. The pipeline was to transport crude from Western Canada to Nebraska. The Canadian official says Donald Trump was receptive to the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S. brokered ceasefire came into effect on Friday. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war for good, with all the remaining hostages set to be released within days. Questions do remain over who will govern Gaza as Israeli troops pull back and whether Hamas will disarm. This is SRN News. Americans sharing their views on gambling.
Betting on sports used to be illegal in this country and morally taboo as well. But now states are legalizing and it's spreading like wildfire. And a lot of people say that's a bad thing. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 43% of adults believe that gambling is bad for society, compared to 50% who think it is neutral. This isn't preventing a lot of Americans from placing bets, however, nearly 1 in 4 over the last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center. He says a civil rights group has been turned into what he calls a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made the same complaint for years now, pointing to the SPLC's annual so-called hate map, which has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council. Those and other groups are targeted by the SPLC because they oppose gay marriage. This is SRN News. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa says the government shutdown is harming vulnerable Americans.
This is what is so outrageous to me, is that the Democrats have been voting no against a clean, continuing resolution to fund our government, knowing that they are putting service members at risk, knowing that the WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children program, is going to run out of funds any day now, and young women won't be able to feed their children.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Ernst had this message for her Democrat colleagues on Capitol Hill.
There are so many issues right now. We can solve it by opening up the federal government and then continuing discussions about what the Democrats would like to see in long-term funding.
A months-long calm on Wall Street hit the brakes Friday after President Trump threatened to turn up the tariffs on China. The S&P 500 had its worst day since April. More from SRNNews.com.